HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Valley of the Bird Tale, an Indian reserve, a white town, and the road to reconciliation. Andrew Stobo Snyderman and Douglas Sanderson, Amo Benashi. Performed by Greg Rogers. From Mom and Dad, Best Parents, and Mariella Montessoro. A.S. From my grandmothers and grandfathers, and for all of us still wrestling with the legacy of the Indian residential school system. D.S. Amo Benashi. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains a list of people, visuals, and a glossary. Author's note. This is a true story, or as true as imperfect memories and incomplete records allow. In Canada, 330,000 people live on reserves, the tiny remainder of vast lands Indigenous peoples once governed. Of those living on reserves, 120,000 are children. One in two grows up in poverty, which is triple the national average. And only 4 in 10 graduate from high school, which is half the national average. A child growing up on a reserve is more likely to end up in a jail cell than a university classroom. Though these problems are vast, we opted to investigate them with a microscope. We looked for explanations in two neighboring communities, in the lives of two families. We also looked inside government archives, where the dead continue to whisper their secrets. We examined thousands of records, cataloged by department and date, name and volume, box and file. It turns out there is nothing accidental or inevitable about poverty in Indigenous communities. We, Andrew and Douglas, didn't start this project as a co-author team. The book began as an article for Maclean's magazine, written by Andrew in the summer of 2012, while he was a law student at the University of Toronto. A few years later, he wrote a follow-up piece. Both times he reported over the phone from thousands of kilometers away. Haunted by what he had learned and determined to dig deeper, he booked a one-way flight to Manitoba in the fall of 2017 and first laid eyes on the Valley of the Bird Tale. It became obvious to Andrew, a second-generation Canadian raised in Montreal, with grandparents from Russia, Poland, and Wales, that he alone couldn't do justice to this story. So he reached out to Douglas, his former law professor. Douglas grew up all over Western Canada, an Indian kid in cowboy towns. Later at law school, he was asked why he wanted to pursue legal studies. He answered, "I want to know how the red man is being kept down." Our paths first crossed in a classroom, with Andrew as a student in Douglas's property law seminar. In an early assignment, Andrew wrote that an Indigenous community had roamed an area of British Columbia. Douglas circled the word and added in the margin, "We could use all kinds of words to describe this. Traveled, crossed, commuted, perambulated. Why roamed?" Which was a polite way of saying, roaming is what animals do. With this unlikely beginning, an enduring friendship was born. We wrote this book because schools on reserves have been grossly underfunded for decades. To reckon with this appalling fact is to discard the comforting notion that discrimination against Indigenous Canadians occurred in the distant past, perpetrated by strangers who are long dead. Rather, the combination of less funding and worse outcomes for Indigenous students persisted in our time under Liberal and Conservative prime ministers. This book explains why and shows how to ensure Indigenous children and their communities are given a fair chance. We also address the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?